bring it on every single Monday at the beginning of the week. That's my spirit. That needs to be your spirit too at the beginning of the week. Sliding into Monday, like your foot going into your work shoes, or maybe it's those Hey Dudes that you don't got to tie, and hitting the pavement in a nice jog, not necessarily a sprint when you're in front runners, knowing that you're about to get everything done and accomplish those big goals you have for the week. That's the spirit. It's bring it on. It's welcoming challenges and stressors. Welcoming that stuff. You might think it's a little bit crazy, right? Like, why would I want to bring in stress to my life? Well, that's called eustress. And that is the singular most important thing when we talk about building resiliency, is that we welcome in eustress and introduce it. So all you guys who thought you were avoiding stress and that was helping you out, I got news. It's about that eustress. So we're going to talk about it today on another TGIM. We're going to talk about it, how important it is for us to introduce things like hard, intense work and exercise. Should I take on new projects? Should I take on new responsibilities? Should I try to get to the top of the ladder? Should I be talking to those people that I thought I had broken relationships with? Should I be introducing new projects, new classes? Should I just study for edification purposes, even though I know I ain't got freaking 5 minutes to go take a piss in the day? Should I be taking on all this stuff? The answer mostly is yes, right? It mostly is yes, because those things are the most fulfilling for you. So we're going to talk about eustress versus distress, like bringing stress into your life on purpose. It's like going to the pet store and buying all the tarantulas, buying a cage, a terrarium that's way too small, and leaving that thing by your headrest so that when you sleep, you're always thinking back in your mind, damn, I hope one of those things doesn't crawl out and flick one of those hairs at me, or whatever they do to attack you, right? Here, that's kind of what eustress represents. There was a quote, I think it goes something like, do something you are afraid of or that scares you every single day. And then you go ahead and the next thought and you're like, why the hell would I want to do that? Why would I want to go ahead and go skydiving every single day? Right? You know, the more times you go skydiving, the more likely it is that you end up looking like a pancake at the end of that thing. So like, why am I going to go ahead and introduce stress at the end? You know, like, do I want to go speeding on the highway 95 miles an hour every... Some of you people do already. I see you. You're like, you turn this freeway into just some turnpike in Miami every day. But the truth is, yes. Yes, you do want to introduce stress. Now, doing stuff that scares you, I think, is a horrible idea. I think that that actually increases the amount of stress that you have in your daily life. So we're going to break it down. I'm going to tell you why zebras, why they have stripes. What is it? Anyway, I'm going to talk about zebras real quick because I'm going to reference a book. I'm also going to talk more about eustress. I'm going to talk about distress. I'm going to talk how to redress. I'm going to stop rhyming. Let's just get into this right now. Let's break it all the way down. The smartest ways and how we introduce stress and how much of it to introduce. Let's break it down. De-stressors there is found on my website. Nope, I'm not handing out massage balls. I'm not even handing out massages. I'm not handing out cold beers. I'm handing out that nutrition jumpstart guide. Coach Johan, CSCS.com. Go there, CSCS.com, and then download that nutrition guide. That jumpstart guide is free, CoachJohanCSCS.com, and it'll answer all of your opening nutrition questions, help you break down a food label with the quickness of a ninja right there. And that in and of itself will help to take some of the stress out of your daily existence right here. So let's jump off into this and talk a little bit about how to navigate that fine line between eustress for growth, being strong, being resilient, learning and understanding that that shit is a skill, and well, what it is when we do it too damn long, we start to get stressed all the way out. One of the interesting things I think about is I used to watch Dr. Drew, and he used to do the celebrity rehab. And maybe you folks have known people that have been inside of rehab facilities. Maybe you've attended one of these rehab meetings yourself, know someone that has, or just straight up watch it on TV. And one of the things I always look at is how many people smoke cigarettes. Not everybody, but a lot do. And in the books that I've read where people are going to rehab, it's always like, hey, go outside and have yourself a smoke. So here are people coming in to the facility trying to break up all these habits, right? Relationship habits, substance abuse habits, only to pick up one of the most pernicious habits of all of them, cigarette smoking. And I always thought, like, why don't they help, like, stop them from smoking cigarettes or tell them to drink green tea or something instead? Right, instead of going outside and smoking cigarettes. Like, you're just trading one addiction for another. I always would think, like, what are you doing? The idea is, inside of those spaces, the eustress, introducing a new stressor, cracking open that Zippo lighter and lighting up another cigarette, is the invitation of stress in cigarette nicotine form. Because it is stressful holding on to that nicotine for sure. Holding on to that addiction for sure. This is so much represented when we try to get rid of things like vaporizers left and right. Because we don't even care how those things smell anymore, how they stink or butts. We just don't want people smoking it all in public. And that's to show you that smoking is a stressor. So what it is... in these facilities and places like that, not all addicts who go to these spots smoke, but they're introducing a little bit of that eustress to help deal with the behavior shifts that they're going through on a daily basis. It's introducing stress. It's like a lot of single mothers. Like, I had a single mother growing up, and as I've gotten older, I've met a lot of you guys that are single mothers. I notice, like, you guys take on the most. Like, you're like, yo, how can I, you know, juggle this? I got to go. Now I need new shoes for young one, for the youngsters. New shoes. Shoes look all right to me. You know, I'll be all right, man. When I was young, I'd wear the hell out of my shoe. Nope, new shoes. But that's cool because it's going to be after work. And then after work, I got to go hit up the gym. I got to go hit up the book club. I got to go hit up everything underneath the sun. Meanwhile, I got to go home. I'm single. I'm a single mom, a single dad. I'm going to go home. I'm going to clean the oven. I got to clean the oven. I got to clean out the doodad drawer with all the bullshit sitting in all of this extra stuff, when at the end of the day, I always look at it, and I always looked at my mom, and I'm like, why all the extra stuff? Why all the double mint gum? When actuality is like, everything's fine. Like, why are we introducing all this other stuff? Eustress. Bringing in stuff that's hard to help and ensure the growth of me, but also, if I am a single parent, my kids. Why zebras don't get ulcers? I told you I'd talk about zebra stripes and why they don't get ulcers. Has a little bit to do with this thing right here. Why don't they get ulcers? Like, ulcers are a sign of stress. Why don't zebras get ulcers? It's because zebras are bitches. Zebras are bitches. If I'm a zebra, I'm big. I'm a little bit intimidating because I am so big. I got hooves. If you want to mess with me, if you're a traditional predator and you want to mess with me like you're a lion, I'm done no matter what. But if you're something that I maybe can handle, that's a little bit less territorial, maybe a little bit less just predatory. Like, you mess with the lion, lion's going to win. I might stand a chance. I got hooves. I'm long. I'm fast. I could blend in with a herd of other zebras. Why don't zebras get ulcers? Well, this is a book. First off, I do am remiss if I don't mention that Robert Sapolsky talks about, and there's a few points inside of this book, and one of the things that is mentioned is they're punks. The minute they see anything wrong, they're out. It doesn't matter if they tower over one hyena or whatever that is out there trying to eat them, they're out. They're bye. Pyong. Maybe they'll stand up and box with you, but mostly they're like, I'm either doing this or I'm not. They don't stress. They don't have the chronic stress that you and I build up on a regular basis. And I feel like there is very much a difference, all right? That's the chronic stress that I talk about. The chronic stress is the commute. It's the social comparison of ego, wanting to keep up with you, wanting to keep up with what you got, wanting to prove myself and earn more and more honor instead of focusing on my dignity. We set up all of these markers in our society to measure how quality I am as a person, mostly so that I can be sold products. It's all in the name of consumerism at the end of the day. But it has the deleterious effect of making you feel like crap because society is constantly making you measure yourself against an unrealistic expectation right there. And what does that induce? Chronic stress. Chronic stress at the point of attack. How many hours am I supposed to be working? How hard am I supposed to be working? Am I supposed to be looking for upward advancement? Am I comfortable where I'm at? All of these things pile on. And so it becomes the killer. Stress isn't, though. Stress is dope in certain kind of marginal aspects. When you bring it on yourself, it isn't called good stress. It's indeed called good stress. It's called you stress. That's you taking on a new challenge for no other reason than it's the thrill of the hunt, because you get stronger and you build resiliency. That resiliency helps you build a little bit of neuroplasticity, which again opens up how much cognitive strength you have in general. Improved cognitive function, greater emotional resilience, learning not to overreact, finding your flow state in an everyday life. But I, again, I'm always like, man, I don't want you guys out here, sis. I don't want you guys adding stress to your plate for no good reason at all. Like, that's just dumb. It's like, oh, you know, everything in my life is pretty balanced. I want to really achieve something in my life. I want a promotion. I'm afraid, but I've been working hella hard. I'm working super duper hard. I know that a lot of people at my job have been losing their jobs. I want to make sure that I'm in a correct space where I don't lose my job and have to retool my entire life. You guys ever been in that space? What do you do? Well, you invite in some type of stress, right? So what do? You go and buy, you know, we talk about cigarettes. You go and buy a carton of cigarettes, right? That's stressful enough. Now, why wouldn't that work? Why wouldn't it work? Because it's chronic stress. It's chronic addiction. That's why that wouldn't work. It wouldn't work because eustress is different than stress or de-stress without recovery. And it's the recovery that means I know my threshold for good, positive stress instead of that stuff that brings us all the way down right there. I always think of it as, they call it nowadays, they're calling it, when I was a kid, it was bull in the ring for football, but we're talking about fighting now. I'm talking about fighting now. King of the Hill, Queen of the Hill, I forget, but it's basically where you round robin in. You got somebody fighting or sparring everybody in the gym one by one. Remember, I made a trip down to Pasadena 2010 or 11, and I was able to talk to a coach of a Muay Thai team to allow me to come in and train with them for the day, having a little bit of a background. Told them where I was from. Told them, like, no, I'm not a spy coming from Northern California. I'm just on vacation. I wanted somewhere to train. You guys are pretty renowned. What's up? Let me do that thing. And it was cool. I went into the gym and there was like at least two. This was a fight team, by the way. They're like, the guy's name was Walter. And he goes, you know, this is a team training. This isn't just a regular class. And I'm like, yeah, I know, you know, I think I'll be able to keep up with you guys in terms of being able to learn. I am way less experienced than you. I just want to come in and train and do something a little bit more challenging. And so if you'll have me for a day, I'll pay whatever and learn from you. And he, you know, it took a little arm twisting. I think he even actually like called me back, or he asked me so many questions, because this was at an era of time where people were like spying on each other in other gyms. This happened. Like, this happened. And so he's like, okay, come through. So I make it to Pasadena some like a week later, and I said, hey, this is great. Let me work with you. It's a couple of 40-year-olds up in there at the time. I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, on the fight team. It was great. Anyway, went through a day of training, some hard sparring. I was able to keep up because everybody else wasn't hard sparring. They weren't doing light by any stretch, but they weren't doing full-on blasting until the brother, Glenn, oh man, I forget his last name now, from Long Beach. He's a guy I remember, never forget it. Nicest guy came in, shook everybody's hand. Me, never seen me in his life, came in. And I remember they were talking about, I had a little conversation with him. Oh, you're from Long Beach, you know, bald. He's about 6'1", about 170. Had a fight coming up at the time. And they round robined his ass. It was a sight to see. I'm done with my training. I'm pretty tired. And again, I'm a visitor, I'm a guest, so I'm off working on the bags, I'm collecting my stuff, I'm about to leave, I'm practicing all the techniques I learned for the day, and they introduce this eustress to my guy right here, all right, and I'll talk about it, and then I'll maybe help you guys configure some of this eustress for yourself that you can introduce in your daily life right there. So, here we go. I watch from the sideline as Glenn takes on wave after wave, wave after wave, wave after wave of fresh, young Muay Thai fighters. After about, about 8 rounds of hard mitts and bag work, which would then proceed again another 8 rounds. And let me just tell you something. Whenever you're in this round robin situation and you're the robin, you're the one in the middle taking on all comers, nobody, it is instinctual inside of the fight gyms. Nobody takes it easy on you. It's almost impossible to. It's almost insulting to. If you're the person who's standing taking on all comers and you have everybody in the room to spar one by one, nobody takes it easy. And it's not like everybody goes, oh, you're tired now, time to back off. No. Everybody tries to knock you apart. Even more. I'll come in if I'm one of the participants in the round robin. I know you have, you know, 6 more people to spar. I'm totally fresh. I'm recovered. And so I can't slow it down. And there's something instinctual. It's almost like, ooh, I know I can land a little bit better. I watched as a rotation of about 7 people, 2-minute rounds, just banged on Glenn, and he kept up with all of them. By like the 7th person, I saw how fatigued he was starting to get, and that's where the eustress kicks in. In those situations, you don't do nothing but you smile through it, you remember why you love doing what you do, and you find a way to grind until the next second, and hopefully you hope that your wind and cardio has been enough for you to catch up and that you will recover. If you don't, then life sucks. In that moment, it'll be over in a few, but it's to introduce the fighters, the competitors, into a stressful situation that they can handle. And having been on both ends of that, not to that degree at all, I think he was a professional. I can honestly say there is a measure of comfort that washes over you when you're like, oh, wait, I'm getting to do the thing that I love to do the most that is harder than 99% of all physical things on the planet to do. And it is awesome. And I love it. And to love something that is increasingly difficult in those moments, that's a euphoria that's undescribable, man. Like, they need to put that in a pill form and hand that out. We'd all be happy. Just a little eustress in pill form, and everybody would kind of be happy. It's the reason that you guys take on obstacle course challenges and take on, you know, health challenges and weekly challenges that see you guys doing the absolute friggin' most one by one trying to get stronger, because you know at the end of it, you've learned a little bit of something about yourself and your personality. We never, however, want to make sure to keep doing this. When we continue to do this, that's when you guys start to absorb that chronic stress, which again is why it's stupid. Noble, though it might be, incredibly silly to take on something that scares you every single day. That's called chronic buildup. That's that plaque between your teeth that turns into gingivitis. And now the dentist has got to go and get the Dremel and scrape the grout between your teeth rather than just the little scraper to get the plaque off. That plaque hardened. That stress hardened. And it became something that you can never get over. That's what I noticed from you guys year over year. It's that chronic stuff, the buildup, that wears you down a little bit. And so we want to make sure we're in the space where we're constantly, constantly making adjustments within. All right. Ah, man. So look, let's do it. I got a few reasons right here to eustress, to re-eustress, to redress, to undress. I don't know why I keep thinking of dressing when I think of eustress, but anyway, here it goes. Number one, we enhance our performance and focus. And these are all, by the way, from the book. All right, from the book, and I'll list it in the description. The book that we're talking about that has to do with eustress and introducing stress. Here are some of the points. Number one, it enhances performance and focus. Number two, promotes resilience and growth, fosters social connections, and four, is a catalyst for personal development. Those are four of the reasons that we can talk about to include something that scares us, but not every day. All right. For number one, definitely enhances focus, builds resilience. I think all four of those are pretty true. And then let's talk a little bit about why it would be hella dumb to introduce stress in your life, right? When we start, number one, misjudging the thresholds. And that one is huge. Nobody wants to come in this introducing something into their life, taking on more challenges, more risks, without being able to have enough downtime, enough recovery time. Just like in the gym, you guys are doing your Olympic lifts and you're doing your hard lifting. That ain't about to happen every single day unless you keep changing which muscle groups you go to. Okay, on Monday, it's going to be your heavy deadlift day, right? So you start out with that Tuesday, while for someone like me in strength training, I'd say, yeah, go ahead and do like a hamstring focus day. You can go ahead and get away with doing some kind of hamstring focus the next day, because it's not really focused solely on your quads, for example, but I wouldn't go heavy at all. You split your days up, you get in recovery. I think that's super duper true. And we need to recognize that before you end up slumped over, right? So the time to realize that isn't after, you know, we've destroyed all the function in our legs, for example. We need to examine like what our threshold is. And that threshold is basically a little bit of downtime, and then I'm ready to take on more of this good type of stress. Add some more onto my plate. Give me seconds and thirds, but let me just get that little, let me rub my belly real quick. Let me unbuckle the belt. Let me push away from the table. But after that, let me do it. Probably works opposite for food though, right? For food, if you stop eating, you get full. All right, but the metaphor still lands. All right. We don't want chronic stress. And look, some people, just any type of stress isn't a good thing for you anyway. Eustress, de-stress, redress, undress, digress, I don't know. But any type of stress that we introduce can be beneficial for some. And some people need to learn resiliency in a different manner altogether. But I want you guys never to remember, or never to forget, rather, is be in a space where you constantly, little by little, introduce yourself to the thing that does, in fact, scare you. So you ain't got to be on day one asking for the full raise. Negotiations matter, right? We don't have to, on day one, have to take on, remember, I was trying to be on my road bike here after COVID, just started biking. I hit up the first 30 miler I ever did, or 20 something miler I ever did. A few hours on the bike. I was really proud of myself. Not the easiest terrain, did that. And then not long after that, I decide, hey, that's one of the tallest peaks in San Jose on the east. Let me try and hit that up. And I did. And I made a really good effort. There's a group of Indian men walking. This is like a secluded. Let me tell you guys something. I saw some weird shit on this trail. It was very bizarre, some of the things I saw going up into the hills, right? This is a civilized place. This isn't super rural. Like, people live up in the hills. These houses were probably built in the last 20 years. Up in the hills are mansions, big estates. You're talking about riding up. There's an observatory on the top of the hills. It's a road that leads all the way up to that observatory on Mount Hamilton right there. So it's homes left and right, and then stretches of just, you know, trees and woods, and then some more homes. I saw a dude with a legit rifle pointing out over the city, and I'm like, dang, bro, you hate Five Guys that much? I don't know what he was looking at. I'm sure he was just cleaning it, but I looked to my right. I saw a regular-sized man looking out at a giant-sized rifle, and I was like, wow. Please be in the special forces. With this house, maybe he was, but I was like, wow, bro. And then I kept going up. A group of Indian men were clapping me up, trying to get up this mountain, and the point is, I couldn't make it up this mountain. There were some... Man, I'm talking 20% grades on this thing. And I didn't take my road bike. I took my gravel bike. Probably my first mistake. Thought I could use the extra gears, but needed the leverage. Point is, I introduced that stress. It became eustress. And I was like, or it became dis. I was like, nope. And had to, coming down was super fun. It was like being on a roller coaster. But man, 3/4 of the way of that thing, I could not, physically could not get it up there anymore. I'm like, how is this, how is physics, how did I even make it this far? Like, the steep, the type of bike, I'm like, do I need another tire or wheel to get up this bike? I need 3 wheel and a motor, maybe? Man, or an extra leg? Like, it was like, man, just no, Mother Nature's kicking my ass right now. Had to wheel back down there, but I made really far. Definitely do stuff to, what I should have done was break that thing up a little bit and take it off piece by piece. And I'll let you guys know when I actually complete that, because I do want to go ahead and complete that again someday. But what the move is, to break that up into tiny little digestible chunks rather than taking on the entire mess, the entire challenge one by one. Resiliency is a skill, and it's kind of like, hey, here's a really hot spring. There's a really hot jacuzzi. You don't jump in right away. Maybe you go bit by bit. Let your mind acclimate to what we're doing. And then you submerge yourself. The same thing happens with challenges on the outside. The same thing happens with building resiliency. Is it only happens after exposure. So make sure that you get exposed, my friends. And don't sit on the sideline being all scary and risk averse. You're not going to get anywhere that way, and you certainly won't understand the difference between you and distress. All right, I'm gonna leave it right there for you guys to pick up. Go to the website, coachjohancscs.com, free jumpstart meal plan, coachjohancscs.com, right there, my friends. And hey, let me know what kind of new challenges you guys take on this week. It's TGIM week for you to go after it and get it right there. Introduce something new this week. Don't do it every day. Give yourself downtime. Make sure that you are the ones doing all of the challenging for yourself. Until the next one, stay all the way up.